out of New York as deaths from the coronavirus surge.
There were a record number of deaths in New York State in a single day, 799. The governor, comparing the current crisis to 9/11, says the impact of the virus is far more devastating.
Fox's David Lee Miller. One positive sign, the number of people admitted to hospitals continues to go down. The number of cases in Michigan topping 20,000, the third highest in the nation.
Most of the cases cluster in the population center of Detroit, with nearly 6,000 cases. Detroit outpaces 37 states. The city is now handing out masks on public transit.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Wall Street rallies as the Fed plans more stimulus, the Dow gaining 285 points. America's listening to Fox News.
And we'll talk to Brad McDonald about that coming up. But first, this moment with Queen.
In
shopping carts, I'm finding somebody's used gloves.
Ooh. I'm wondering what the hell is wrong with people. How big a jerk can you be?
Leaving gloves in the grocery cart.
Spreading that COVID-19. They are nasty, disgusting, ignorant fools. Just out spreading disease. Oh, some dummy.
Some dummy.
Oh, some dummy.
Some dummy.
In shopping carts, I'm finding somebody's gloves. It's not hard.
It's not hard.
To be nice and polite. Instead of awful and gross. Gonna spread.
Gonna spread a disease.
With your gloves, just throw your gloves away at home, stupid clowns.
Well,
with nothing in their tiny brains, they're so self-important and vile. Oh, some dummy,
some dummy,
ooh, some dummy.
Some dummy.
In shopping carts, I'm finding somebody's gloves.
Yeah. That would be a dummy that would do something like that. But you know what? I think the focus needs to be on all the amazing and innovative things people are doing.
Well, I agree.
We have so many sponsors that have reinvented the wheel to stay able, like Kaiser. Yeah, you can shop for furniture. Go to their Facebook page. I'll get you their number in a second while I'm talking to Bill.
Hey, I'm not an infectious disease doctor, but I was thinking, since you can't find hardly any antibacterial soap, isn't this a virus, and does antibacterial soap really help? Wouldn't a good stringent soap like Dawn or something, isn't it basically just a good stringent soap, water and friction, work to get rid of it?
I think so. I think that's what I've read.
I mean, why do you need an antibacterial?
Good question.
If it's not a bacteria. Anyway,
well, I think that it's not the idea that you're putting washing with something that fights bacteria. It's washing off what bacteria might be there.
Right.
And, correct.
And any soap will do that.
Well, I've gone to Dawn because I can't find anything else.
Hey, that'll work.
Dawn should work.
Anyway, that's my thought for the day.
If it'll get the dried up spaghetti sauce off your plate, COVID doesn't have a chance.
Amen. And if it'll take oil off of baby birds.
It will.
There you go.
That smart company, man, they made a whole commercial about the fact that when during that oil spill,
mm-hmm.
people were taking the oil off the birdies with Dawn.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I don't know that you can do that with Lux or Joy or any other fine brands that clean dishes.
I know it works as a great spot remover in the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Yes.
I've got...
She's good.
I've got Irma Bombeck sitting across.
Not really.
Some people remember that name and think, yeah, that she was great. And for those of you who are a little on the younger side, you'll take my word for it. Irma Bombeck was the bomb in the 70s.
Yeah, she was funny.
And died very young. Otherwise, she'd still be around making us laugh. She was the woman, before anybody, who put the role of the homemaker in a prominent spot without having to have, wear a vagina head, pardon me, Rosie, or do some of that stupid stuff.
Put it in perspective.
and used humor to do it. Mm-hmm. Because when you while you were laughing, you're realizing, wow, she's right, man. We do not appreciate.
She elevated it.
Absolutely.
She really did. Yeah. I agree.
It's when we get lectures about how we should feel that I start to immediately back off. Yeah, Kaiser is open, and like everybody else, they're doing the best they can under the circumstances. Stella and her team are there, so if you need something, you can call ahead at 272-3164. You can visit them online at shopkaiser.com, and you can arrange curbside pickup. And, of course, you can still do a Synchrony account, get it now, and pay no interest.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. And their furniture selection is second to none. If it's not in their massive showroom, or Stella says there's no such thing here, it just hasn't been made because they've got everything and for every budget as well. And I hope it's soon. Again, this is a business, just my opinion, not the opinion of Kaiser or anybody else. But in my opinion, this is a business that should easily be allowed to remain open because it's huge. Social distancing is not an issue. This is the kind of thing that needs to reopen before we get to April 27th.
Amen.
But in the meantime, let's help them stay alive. If you need something, call, visit the website, ShopKaiser. That's KYSER.com. And you can browse them on Facebook as well.
Greg, one thing I realized is a sign of maturity in a man is when you stop buying the put-together furniture and you buy the real stuff.
Who was it?
That was for me. That's
who was it we know that bought something from IKEA and said, never again?
Yeah, the stuff you put together.
I don't understand why you would buy anything that requires an engineering degree to assemble.
Because it's cheap. You know, it's whenever you start putting things into perspective and you realize how important furniture is, it's this hand-me-down stuff, the good stuff. When you buy that stuff is when you're maturing.
You heard what he said. If you want a copy of it, actually, you can just go back to the podcast a little bit later tonight and hear it again. It's 508. Brant's joining us in a moment.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house, and right now times are tough, but we're getting through it.
Yeah, Bubba, we are getting through it, and everybody's working together to get through it, doing their social distancing and staying at home. But you know what? At Tucker Pecan, we're still down there. We're not open to the public, but you can call or text us at 334-224-9181. Somebody's there all day long, and they will be happy to get you a gift basket together. Pecans, candies, just a little gift. We'll wrap it. We'll do curbside service, or we can ship anywhere in the continental United States. Like I said, call us at 334-224-9181. Email us at sales@tuckerpecan.com, and we will be happy to take care of your order, and that way you can social distance, stay at home, and we'll do the rest for you.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A second Montgomery postal worker has tested positive for coronavirus. A spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says the employee worked at the post office on Eastern Boulevard and that they are following the proper guidelines recommended by the CDC. The Montgomery County EMA says a Papa John's employee is also tested positive for the virus. The employee worked at the location on Madison Avenue, but has not been inside the store since April 2nd. The location has been closed while a CDC-approved cleaning company sterilizes the premises. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama is extending its production shutdown. Production is now expected to resume Monday, May 4th. Hyundai says the decision will help protect the health and well-being of its employees. We learned last week that an employee at Hyundai died of the coronavirus. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We've got some cooler air filtering into the area for tonight. It will become mostly cloudy with the overnight low temperature dropping to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, look for a much cooler day with a high temperature barely up to about 70. I think we'll see some partly sunny skies by the afternoon, but we should be dry. Then on Saturday, we're in the mid-70s for a high, a risk of a shower, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms by Saturday night. And Easter Sunday, showers and storms are likely, some of which could be severe. That could be a big severe weather day. We're watching it closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
You can see for yourself on my Facebook page, but it's official. Rich Thomas has a dog.
Yeah.
Love and he named it Chase. And Chase is going to be undergoing what could be a very temporary but unpleasant procedure soon.
Let's get nuts!
As I got to find it. Remember that bit where somebody called up and asked me to imitate Sonny Fox doing the spay and neuter bit? I got to find that. But right now, we need to talk to our friend, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management on a day that ended optimistically. And let me ask, are we going to soon be reaching the intersection of optimism and a demand to return to work? I see this day coming, and it's got to come sooner than later.
Well, there's no question it is coming, and I think it's coming a lot faster than people think. So. First, though, before we get into the news, I want to give a shout-out to Rich because I think it's wonderful. I've been seeing the pictures on Facebook, and, and it's just awesome. That's really something. So happy for him. It was a crazy day, you know. It really was. You know, we're sort of riding that on a little bit of momentum. You know, this week in and of itself was a very, very historic week because the S&P 500 had the biggest move in a single week since 1974.
Wow.
That's pretty significant. Most of the broad market averages were up this week anywhere from 10 to 12%, which is a massive move for a four-day shortened week, especially, you know, tomorrow the markets are closed for Good Friday. But we were up higher than that intraday. Most of that was because of this big, you know, OPEC Plus. Some people call it GLOPEC because of the, you know, the big influence the U.S. now has on crude oil markets. But they had their meeting. There was an early report by Reuters that there was an agreement of a 20 million barrel per day cut to production, which was way more than anyone expected. It was really quite shocking. We had this huge surge in energy. All the energy names were up pretty big for most of the day until about the last 2 hours of trading. You know, we didn't get any confirmation of it. The meeting had not ended, and everyone was kind of going and saying, you know, uh-oh, maybe there's something going wrong here. But they did adjourn the meeting. They agreed to production cuts. It was not 20 million, but it was 10, with some more cuts later on in the year and then into 2021. So, you know, that's a good thing. That takes a lot of pressure off of the energy patch in so many different ways. And people who listen to my segment know that I talk about credit markets a lot, and we know that the credit profiles for most of these U.S. Exploration production companies is not the best because they've invested. That's what it took, you know, to drill. And so, but nonetheless, this is going to take a little bit of pressure off of them. Now, the other big news of the day was the Fed. The Fed is probably the most aggressive I have seen any Federal Reserve be, probably even more so than Bernanke-led Fed back in the financial crisis.
I remember that name.
Ben Bernanke.
Yeah, so, you know, Bernanke led us through that with about a $4.5 trillion QE program. And right now we're on pace for about a $6 trillion QE program.
Wow.
Yeah, the Fed this morning announced that they're doing a $2.3 trillion. They're going to commit to not only certain parts of the credit markets, municipal bond markets, but also corporate bonds and junk bonds, high-yield bonds. That was huge. That is the bazooka. If there ever was a bazooka, that's it. And I mean seriously.
I like that word, but all of this has to accompany a return to work. These businesses just can't sit idle for endless amounts of time. And I'm waiting to hear the plan, and I think it's coming, like you said, where there'll be protocols. I was just talking about Kaiser Fine Furniture. There's a business that's huge, that can easily observe social distancing, meets all the sanitary requirements. No reason why they shouldn't have their doors open to customers with some modification on traffic.
No, there's no doubt about it, and I think it's coming a lot faster than we think. As a matter of fact, I think probably by the time we get into the third week of April, and it could even be before then, you know, we're getting reports that Alabama's cases are not quite as bad as feared. I think the beaches start to get reopened with guidelines around that, you know, the 6 feet deal and all of that kind of thing. I think they start to open up restaurants. They may have some limits on capacity. They may have some seating requirements and things like that, common sense type things. Most people, after going through this anyway, if they're going to go out to eat, they're going to bring their own hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they just want to get out.
Yes.
And these restaurants need to want to get back to work. So I think that's probably coming, you know, pretty quickly. Unfortunately, I think the one thing that's probably holding it back really is politics. And I'm just convinced, you know, Trump wants to put everyone back to work, but believe me, he wants this phase four deal.
Yeah.
He wants it bad. He wants the infrastructure deal. That's over $2 trillion is what he wants to do. And gosh knows, I tell you what, if they get that done on top of $6 trillion, you talk about a reflation trade. You know, I thought we were looking at the mother of all reflation trades in 08, 09. This one will top that one for sure. There's no doubt about it. And I think you're going to see it.
Obama's stimulus. Whoa, shovel-ready jobs. Whoa. No, there weren't any shovel-ready jobs. We still don't know where a lot of that money went. I don't think Trump's going to tolerate that.
That was a bunch of Mickey Mouse. Solar's thing. I mean, all those companies went under.
All of them.
What we're talking about is real, honest-to-goodness construction projects, new roads, new bridges, new hospitals, new airports, basically replacing, you know, anywhere from 50 to 75% of the entire country's infrastructure.
Good.
You talk about a public-private partnership between the government and private companies, which we've seen has already worked, the way that Trump led through that, bringing private companies into the fold as part of the solution, and proving that free markets work. And I think he's going to do the same thing on infrastructure. It's going to be his version of the New Deal, and I think it's going to be some kind of powerful. And it's going to, all this money that's been put into the system. Now, let me just tell you, you're going to see a lot of a sort of derivative-type blowback, if you will. It's going to be inflationary. I really believe it will be, but it's going to kick this country's economy into a gear like we've never seen. And that's a lot of money.
I mean, we're talking
about a lot of money.
I like what you're saying, and it's funny. I don't know if you've been through this, but I know many people have, where you kind of have to do a double take to make sure you know what day it is. And you just reminded me, tomorrow's Friday. It's Good Friday, and the markets will be closed. So the week ends today. It ends on an up note. More optimism. We'll take it every time. In the meantime, folks, somebody called the other day and said, well, you know, I don't make a lot of money. I can't think about saving. The reason you call somebody like Brandt is you sit down and take a look at your budget and see what you can divert to something to set aside and grow, and as Brandt will tell you, time passes quickly, and those things, if you just leave it sit, will become something really meaningful the next time we have a crisis like the one we've been living through these last few weeks. Because the people that are sweating the least right now are those that were best prepared, not because they had a lot of toilet paper in the house, but they took the time to start a fund that can protect them if things get tight. So Call them at 387-0094. Schedule that sit down and have access to the best team on the planet when it comes to money management and helping you become managerial with your money. Brant, happy Easter to you and the family. Hope everything is good and they have a fantastic time. And let's look forward. I've got a good feeling about next week. I think we're going to see a day somewhere between Monday and Friday where decisions are made that will get us back up and running again.
Hope so.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, and right back at you on Easter. I mean, what a beautiful time of year. Helps to, you know, really reflect, be thankful, especially going through all this that we've been through. I'm also praying that the weather's not too nasty on Sunday.
That's the only could be a wicked afternoon. But
I know
everything's going to be closed, so people will be home, and they'll be a short distance from their safe space. You take care, my friend.
You too, guys. Take care.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, everybody. Guess who's joining us next? I'll give you just one guess.
Jake Quallen.
Good. You are absolutely correct. She'll be joining us in a couple of minutes.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're pretty light all over the city right now. We have got mostly light to moderate traffic on the boulevard, I-65 and 85. Only real congestion that we're seeing right now is Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson, and a few cars on the 31s headed out of Montgomery to Prattville, Wetumpka, Troy. That's about it. No accidents in the Montgomery area to pass along to you at this time that we know of. Buckle up and drive carefully this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223. Or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Due to the unprecedented situation in which we're all facing, Newstalk 93.1 FM has joined with Fraser United Methodist Church to bring you a special presentation. Join us this Sunday as we bring you Fraser's traditional Easter Sunday service presented live. The service begins at 9:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday, and you can listen to it live, uninterrupted, right here on Newstalk 93.1.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Your modern media.
All right, gentlemen. I want you to repeat after me just how I do it. Ready?
One of the biggest rating hits. This has been a show on Netflix called Tiger King. The man who's the star of this is a former zoo owner who's serving a 22-year prison sentence. He's asking you for a pardon, saying he was unfairly convicted. Your son yesterday jokingly said that he was going to advocate for it, and I was wondering if you've seen the show and if you have any thoughts on pardoning Joe Exotic.
Which son? Must be Don.
I had a feeling it was Todd.
Now, let's get a legal opinion on this raging issue of our times.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Mr. Charlie Puth on Keys.
No, I'm sorry. Charlie Puth is not our guest, but Jacqueline Tomlinson is. Good afternoon.
Hello.
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 Has it been...
How's it going?
Oh, okay. I think. optimism.
Good to hear.
There's some optimism starting to break through, like the spring flowers bursting through.
I know. Tiger King may be pardoned.
Yeah, that's...
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny, though, yesterday. I mean, when I saw that, it added a little bit of humor into the situation.
The funny part wasn't the question. I just loved the way the president knew which one of his sons...
I thought it was hysterical. Like, it was lighthearted humor. It was kind of like, it was a stupid question to ask to begin with. But then he had such a great response. And I was like, yes. Oh, I'm assuming you still haven't seen it. I won't harp on it today.
No, I have every intention of seeing this before the COVID virus runs its course. Because what's the point after
that? Well, you don't have much longer, because I think it's almost over.
I do, too. We've been talking about
that. At least
that's
my mantra.
Yep.
We've been talking... What kind of word are you getting from South Florida?
So, I'm hearing that things are kind of stable. It's not getting better. It's not getting worse.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what I'm hearing right now, is that the numbers aren't necessarily dropping. But then again, they're not getting worse either, so that's a positive sign.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
Well, and of course, how many New Yorkers snuck down to Florida before they started?
Well, so it's funny you say that, because I did speak to my parents earlier this afternoon, and we have known, I wouldn't say quite a few people, but we have known people that have been exposed and have tested positive, and without getting any too much information, my parents know a family that's been exposed. Well, guess where they were when they got exposed?
New York.
They were in New York, yeah. And now they're in South Florida. So, but that's common, because that's like sister states. Even though they're not connected, they might as well be, you know?
Yep.
It's time to build the wall.
So, I thought those were wrong. We weren't supposed to do that.
Isn't it amazing how, what's the one thing coronavirus has said? I saw it in a thing about Trump. Says, I knew a man who believed in borders. I knew a man who, everything that's suddenly become okay today, mm-hmm. that he was mocked, mm-hmm. ridiculed, and called every name in the book.
Like being completely self-sufficient and not having to rely on China for things, building up American infrastructure and business, closing our borders to protect our citizens from not just pandemics, but, you know, crime and drugs and everything else.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, I'm looking
now all of a sudden that's like A-okay. Nobody's talking about, you know, their straws and their plastic bags.
As a matter of fact, isn't it amazing that suddenly all of those things have become it's been mandated in California.
I'm sitting here drinking out of my straw right now, not feeling bad about it.
And Massachusetts and all the other places that banned all that stuff. Now it's suddenly okay.
But think about it. Have you seen, there's hundreds of stories out and pictures being posted about all over the world, the amount of pollution that has, like, the world is, like, curing itself. Like, you can see things that people have never been able to see before from their houses because of the amount of pollution that's no longer taking over, like India and China.
Mm-hmm.
Even Italy, northern Italy, their pollution rate has, like, drastically decreased.
Mm-hmm.
That's a positive thing. Like, yeah, this super sucks. But, like, there's a lot of positive that's coming out of it.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
And
I finally put away laundry that's been sitting there for 22 days.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Let's do this properly.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. This just into the News Talk newsroom. Jacqueline Tomlinson has put away the laundry.
22 days it sat there, y'all.
Wow.
Clean laundry. We were just picking new pajama pants out of it.
Look, it's
like, you know.
It happens.
It's
every day it was like a new pair of pajama pants.
It's not like you don't have.
And I finally put all my PJs away.
It's not like you don't have a lot to do. And your husband, too.
Yeah. He actually had to go in today for about a half day into the office. So that was fun, you know, momming from home, solo parent, still working. It was exciting. That's why when you texted me, I was like, oh, I'm on a consult. Push it back. That proves you. I am working.
You specialize in family law and specifically divorce. Let me ask, and I know you probably are part of a network or with people that communicate. Are we seeing social havoc as a result of this thing?
So what we're seeing a lot of is we're seeing child support issues because people have been furloughed or laid off. And, you know, I know that it's been all over the news that the number of skyrocket for unemployment and food stamps, especially in Alabama right now. And they don't cover, you know, your child support obligations. And so we're seeing a lot of those issues starting to come up. I'm seeing a lot of people who have custody issues. My spouse doesn't want to let my child come for their custodial period. What do I do?
Right.
So those types of issues. Court is still happening. There are no in-person court hearings for regular cases right now, but there are court hearings for emergency cases. And by emergency, I mean true, like, domestic violence, protection from abuse, child abuse neglect, serious allegations of those types of things. Those hearings are going forward. Mm-hmm. But the court system is still working behind the scenes, getting orders out. We still have subpoena power. So there's a lot of things that we still can do, even though there's some things that we just can't do right now.
It is a tricky situation. I've kind of got a thread going on Facebook today. These stimulus checks, people who filed taxes and had electronically refunded returns, they'll be the first to get money.
Cool.
And I don't know if that's going to show up Monday morning. Tomorrow's a bank holiday, I guess, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're closed.
So
yeah.
I don't know if that'll be in over the weekend and magically it'll be there when your bank opens up Monday or if it'll go in Monday and you'll see it Tuesday morning. But we're asking people what they plan to do with it. And there's a whole universe of answers. Some want to pay bills. Somebody said they were going to talk to Brant McDonald. Somebody else.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea. Some just want to have fun with it, which is fine. Part of our economy depends on people who just want to have fun.
Amen.
I want to stimulate
local business.
It.
If you're going to have fun with it, support local.
Especially when they're becoming so inventive. And like Bob Baumhauer invested in a mechanism to make his online ordering better for customers. And that's going to be a permanent improvement. But he did it now while the doors of the restaurant are closed. And it's great. It really works beautifully. Seafood Bistro up the street from us doing a great job with that, too. We got to keep our local folks going. And
I'm hoping that that's a positive that's going to come out of this because Montgomery seriously needed a better takeout and delivery service. From growing up in South Florida, you can pretty much get delivery from anywhere.
This is true.
And now living in Montgomery, it was like, maybe I don't want to go through a third-party neutral like Grubhub or Uber Eats. I don't want to pay that fee when I would rather just tip the person bringing me my food.
Right.
And we needed that in Montgomery. So maybe this is another one of those linings. Okay, so mombaumhauers.com, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It is. And the prices are awesome, too.
Yes.
That menu is priced to be very pocketbook friendly for comfort food.
I love some Baumhauers.
Yeah. We've spent some time. How long have we known each other now? I feel like you've been my friend for life, which is good. That's a compliment.
Well, it's got to be. It's got to be over 2 years.
At least.
Because Lisa. I'd have to go back and look. I haven't written down our first Greg show. It had to be. It's been a hot minute.
Well, I really am enjoying our phone visits every day. And we will be here tomorrow. We'll be here Saturday and Sunday as well, Easter Sunday morning, if you want to check in and say hi. We're going to keep it spiritual and uplifting on Easter morning, and we may add some music and a few other things.
Some
Terry's going to be
music.
Some, yeah. Yeah. We all have...
What?
Easter is a day for beautiful music, even if it doesn't necessarily have a...
Hey, make a joyful noise. It doesn't mean that it has to be pleasant. It says joyful.
That occurred to me, Song of Joy. I think it was a top 10 hit by a guy named Miguel Rios in the 60s. You could look it up. Stuff like that makes you feel good. Because that's what we need.
I may have to call in, you know, after the Easter Bunny makes a stop at our household.
That would be great. We'd love to hear the highlight reel from there.
It may have to be inside. I've already had to tell Stephen, you know, usually the Easter Bunny can come, he hides eggs outside.
Yeah.
But with this year, you know, we're supposed to have some severe weather. I've been watching my Rich Thomas app.
Yeah, there's a possibility that part of our Easter gathering Sunday morning will include Rich with...
He lives for this.
He's really concerned about the front that's coming. He said when the National Weather Service, 5 days out, says this is an enhanced risk situation, he knows from his years of experience to take that seriously. How about that dog?
Chase is precious.
It's a great dog.
I mean, what a cute puppy, and how perfect. I mean, like, that dog just looks like it goes with Rich.
It does. And I told him before this happened, I said,
puppy.
You will know it, buddy. You will know it. It's going to, you won't even have to think.
Yep. And perfect timing, because I hate him being alone.
Yes.
You know, during this time. He needs his confidant, his pal, his little buddy.
And I'm there all the time.
He's such a good dog, Dad.
Yeah, it's funny. So many people on the thread say, that's the luckiest damn dog on the planet. You know.
I want to be that dog. Dog gets chicken like every hour and like gets a bark box once a month and like probably has its own like Tempur-Pedic mattress. And the dog is probably like the king.
One thing they have in common.
Adorable.
With a capital A. Jacqueline, thank you for the time this afternoon. And don't forget, number is 819-4810. Jadelkin Tomlinson.
DivorceForMenAlabama.com.
DivorceForMenAlabama.com. But they are in business also not just for issues of that nature, but family law and so forth. So if you have concerns, these are the people. Because the court system is open. And if you need help, get it. 819-4810. Delkin Tomlinson, attorney at law, now.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And we will talk to you tomorrow, I hope.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Love her. And Dana, who, by the way, is now carrying two heads of lettuce.
Yes.
It's 5:39. Let's see how the roads are moving.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, your latest update. We are very light all over the city right now. Light to moderate traffic on the Boulevard, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Most congested spots right now, Federal Drive at Atlanta Highway and Atlanta Highway outbound. Congressman Dickinson Drive at the Northeastern Boulevard and Southwest Boulevard, I-65 up to about 331. We got some congestion there. Other than that, things are looking pretty good. Buckle up, drive carefully, and put a smile on your face. Tomorrow is Friday. How about that? Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhart Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. We will be closed until further notice due to the coronavirus pandemic. I will be available for private appointments most days. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, twin long, full, queen, and king sizes. My delivery crews are off, but drop-off deliveries are available on most products, or bring your truck and I will load you up. Call me at 334-549-6212 if you have an urgent need for a new mattress. That's 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot is here to help. And we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama is extending its production shutdown. Production is now expected to resume Monday, May 4th. Hyundai says the decision will help protect the health and well-being of its employees. We learned last week that an employee at Hyundai died of the coronavirus. A second Montgomery postal worker is tested positive for coronavirus. A spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says the employee worked at the post office on Eastern Boulevard and that they are following the proper guidelines recommended by the CDC. The Montgomery County EMA says a Papa John's employee is also tested positive for the virus. The employee worked at the location on Madison Avenue, but has not been inside the store since April 2nd. The location has been closed while a CDC-approved cleaning company sterilizes the premises. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got some cooler air filtering into the area for tonight. It will become mostly cloudy with the overnight low temperature dropping to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, look for a much cooler day with a high temperature barely up to about 70. I think we'll see some partly sunny skies by the afternoon, but we should be dry. Then on Saturday, we're in the mid-70s for a high, a risk of a shower, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms by Saturday night. And Easter Sunday, showers and storms are likely, some of which could be severe. That could be a big severe weather day. We're watching it closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's about to get real, baby. I know what love means to you.
To Marcus.
The party is through. It's just me and you. Everyone has left our home. Girl, we're finally alone. Wave goodbye to to the guests. You know what's next. I understand. We'll light your fire. We've been married 20 years. I know what you want, my dear. I'll go get the vacuum and take it from here. I'll clean up for you like you want me to. You see, turn off all the lights and I'll be all white. And I lock the doors for you. Sweep the floor for you. And I'll put down the kids so you don't have. Your baggy sweatpants on. Your favorite ones with a Nutella stain down the front. Go watch some Apple TV. Parks and Rec or Downton Abbey. Yeah. Like you want me to. Gonna turn off all the lights. And I'll be all wild and lock the doors for you. Check the bathroom too, and I put down the seat so you don't fall through. Baby, baby. Hey, thank you, California. You did amazing. Yeah, remember, I will clean up for you. Yeah.
Tim Ogden was president, threw him out of California. And he's a Christian.
Yep, conservative Christian.
Did they allow that out there? I'm not
no,
sure.
No, not really.
It is 5:47 on News Talk 93.1 FM, and Mike from Don Duncan is on the line. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Good. We're doing pretty good. How about you guys?
We're doing pretty good. Man, you know, I haven't had a chance to meet Miss Jacqueline Thompson yet, but I had a chance to work with Dana Delk when I went through my custody battle, and I tell you what, the passion that woman holds for her clients.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping men with their children, because our legal system when it comes to men has been slanted for so long when it comes to child custody.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Look,
and I went through that. And
they're incredibly personable women with good senses of humor, but I wouldn't mess with them anytime.
No. And just as beautiful as the day is long, and I'm so happy that Dana's having two great kids.
Yeah.
That I know they'll have a great mom, put it that way.
Tell you what, when we get back up and running at Baumhauer's, we're going to have a party, and they'll be there, and hopefully, maybe you can finally meet Jacqueline. She is an amazing woman.
I'd love to meet her. She sounds great. And it's a good piece to have on in the afternoon for you, too. Sorry to call in so late, but we were really busy today. We've been servicing a lot of people, thanks to the staff at Blue Water. You guys have put all the discounts out that were given to veterans and first responders, and, I mean, it's worked out real good. And Don looks at me yesterday, Greg, and he goes, Mike, we forgot the truck drivers. You know, and that's another crucial thing. So we've extended out to anyone that's in food delivery, anyone that is truck driving. We still pick up and drop off for them too, just in case they get hemmed up at the office or the restaurant or whatever. So
Don is so busy, he did not forget that. He told me that on the air, I think it was a week ago today, when he first launched this, because I've been saying that truck drivers, they drive cars too, and they've been absolute
heroes.
We
got to keep them on the road.
Absolutely. Yep.
Exactly.
So tell Don he didn't forget anything. He told me.
Well, I will. He is wide open busy. He's got three stores. He's trying to make sure all three of these stores are protecting our customers when they come in or cleaned up, and making sure that the guys, you know, we've actually started working some extended hours, not open extended hours, but taking some precautionary measurements as far as cleaning.
It's interesting because you guys and Jack Ingram, they have now, everybody's had to punt at some level. But at Jack Ingram, they have now, you can now buy a car without contact. You can do it all.
Tip and the crew over there, excellent.
Yes.
So, I mean, they really, really do their stuff. We actually get to service a lot of the vehicles that they have had, that they have sold used vehicles. Mm-hmm. They're not selling bad cars at all. They're selling great cars. So just a heads up to everybody. Tip just got a free plug, so there you go.
I appreciate that, and so does Tip, too. Everybody's finding ways, but as we've discussed all afternoon, we want to see the chains lifted here sooner than later. So
well, I won't keep you guys. I know you guys are trying to get out of there today, too, at some point in time. We really appreciate everything that you guys do for us, and I'll leave you with a good one that came across my Facebook feed. Mm-hmm. You want to end the coronavirus? Just tell Hillary Clinton that's testifying on her, and it'll be gone.
That's a good one, and thank you for that. Yeah, it'll end up in a cemetery near you at some point, probably sooner than later. Here is Eric. Eric will be our
Hola.
Last time.
Hola.
Hola.
How y'all, Darren?
Good.
Okay.
It's Greg. I just wanted to call and tell you, you look good today.
Yeah.
And need to get that out there. Hey, Terry.
Hey. What up? Yeah, I know.
Out here trying to make it.
I know.
I just went by and got a couple pizzas from that the pizza place.
Yes.
Man. Oh, I got a cheese pizza. I'm not a big cheese pizza guy, but, you know, I got kids.
Yeah.
My kids might have to fight me for that cheese pizza.
I know the drill when it comes to pizza.
So that's some good. In and out real quick.
How old
reasonable.
Are you, how old are your kids?
16 and 22.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, really young, fight. I have a good one for
little
young.
Fight.
I'm out of time for the afternoon, but I really appreciate the call, Eric, as always.
All right. Thank you.
Good guy. Bye.
Thanks, Eric.
This is both a great song and a suggestion. Do you want to get away from everything and come back with big, colorful plants at unbelievably eye-popping prices? You need to get out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, my friend. Perfect line. Whenever you need to leave it all behind, just take Vaughn Road East, go past mile marker 22, and just past that, you'll see it on the left. It's an explosion of color. It's an incredible place of value. Big, bountiful plants. Supersize me. You don't need to say that. They already are. And everything you can imagine. Coleus, geraniums.
Begonias.
I got a big begonia.
Marigolds.
I got marigolds, too.
I did, too, and they're gorgeous.
Yes,
geraniums,
they
Boston ferns, asparagus ferns.
And just my little patio out the back door of the house has been transformed, and I filled the back of my Rogue with all these plants for less than $50. Unbelievable. Oh, plus a pallet of big boy tomatoes.
Woohoo!
And those will be getting planted shortly, but they're thriving, man. They're ready to go. So when you want to get away from it all, add some color to your home, your yard, whatever, go out and see Clay and the gang at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Again, just past mile marker 22, east of Montgomery on Vaughan as it becomes Road 110.
For 35 years, the Turner family of Montgomery Paint and Body has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. We're all weathering a storm right now, but this storm is damaging America differently. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon are open during this time, as always, to take care of your vehicle repairs. The doors are locked, but MPB is fully staffed and operating. If you need us, call for an appointment. Vehicles already in and due for repairs are on schedule. It's MPB's intent to handle all of your transportation needs on time. If you've been putting off a repair, now's the next. Excellent time with so many at home to get your work done. At Montgomery Paint and Body, we work with insurance companies and we keep the process as simple as possible. For many years, we've repaired those little fender benders that may have happened as your son or daughter learned to drive. At other times, it may have been more serious. The MPB staff prides itself on repairing your car back to good as new, maybe better. Please know the Turner family is praying that everyone will be safe from COVID-19 and that your drives will be safe as well. When you need us, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any Superstart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have light to moderate traffic, I-65 at 85. The Boulevard, pretty light out there. We have a couple of places that are congested. Troy Highway, East South Boulevard intersection. Norman Bridge Road, outbound to East South Boulevard, Fairview Avenue. And that's about it. The 31s are pretty light this afternoon. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Smile, keep up the good work, and buckle up and drive carefully. Map a course for your life. Go to trenumstate.edu and choose a career you've always dreamed of. Trenum State, a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chait.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis. And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, hold your toast up to the radio and have it buttered.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
All right, for everyone not named Terry Adams.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
So that means me and Rose. But we'll be back tomorrow, Good Friday afternoon. And over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday morning, too. On behalf of Rosie, I'll see you in the morning with Chase's dad. He is Rich Thomas and Jay Scott. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is W8.